Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Florida's two gubernatorial candidates sparred late Monday at Fort Pierce during their only debate before the midterm elections in 2 weeks. Incumbent Republican Ron DeSantis rejected his opponent's suggestion that he will not serve a full term if reelected because of alleged plans to run for president.
I know that Charlie's interested in talking about 2024 and Joe Biden, but I just want to make things very, very clear. The only worn-out old donkey I'm looking to put out to pasture is Charlie Crist.
Democratic challenger Charlie Crist accused DeSantis of misusing public funds when he sent migrants from Texas to Massachusetts.
You want to pull political stunts like you did with the taxpayers' dollars of the people of Florida. That's not what it's for. That's not what you should have done. It isn't funny. It's not right. And you were inhumane in how you treated these people.
Crist is a former Florida governor. He's also a former congressman who resigned in August. The United States and its allies are rejecting Russian allegations that Ukraine is preparing to deploy a radioactive dirty bomb. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, the Pentagon is warning Russia not to use that allegation as a pretext.
The U.S., along with allies Britain and France, have issued a joint statement rejecting the Russian allegation as transparently false. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
There's absolutely nothing to the Russian allegation that the Ukrainians are planning or preparing to set off a dirty bomb, that can then be blamed on Russia.
Kirby says there is no indication that Moscow has decided to use a nuclear weapon, but the U.S. is warning of severe consequences. The State Department says the Russian allegation is right out of Moscow's playbook and that the world would see through any attempt to use it as a pretext for escalation. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
American basketball star Brittany Griner will formally appeal her drug conviction in Russia on Tuesday. NPR's Charles Maines has that story from Moscow.
Brittany Griner won't be attending her own court appeal. She'll be watching a video feed of the proceedings from a detention center outside Moscow. Her legal team has issued a statement saying Griner does not expect any miracles, but hopes the appeals judge might reduce her 9-year sentence for carrying a small amount of hash oil into Russia last February. Whatever the court's decision, it likely concludes the appeals process, and that is significant in itself. The White House says it's made a substantial offer for a prisoner exchange with Russia to free Griner and another American, former Marine Paul Whelan, and the Kremlin has signaled it's open to a deal, but insisted before that happens, Griner's legal proceedings have to come to a formal close. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher, with the Dow gaining 417 points. The Nasdaq rose 92. U.S. futures are flat. Asia-Pacific markets are higher. This is NPR News. Jury selection has begun in the New York criminal trial of the Trump Organization. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office charged the company and its former chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, with tax fraud and grand larceny. Weisselberg has pleaded guilty to the charges against him. The Trump Organization could face up to $1.6 million in fines if convicted on the tax charge. Former President Trump is not a defendant in that case. A Los Angeles jury has heard opening statements in Harvey Weinstein's latest trial. As NPR's Liz Baker reports, the former movie mogul is facing 11 counts of rape and sexual assault.
The state opened with quotes from four Jane Does, actors, models, and one massage therapist, who accused Weinstein of sexual assault and rape. The assistant DA quoting one who described shaking as she was dragged into the bedroom, and another as saying, "Part of me thought I should make a run for it, but he's a big guy." Weinstein's attorney pushed back in the defense's opening statement, calling his client innocent and saying the sex was, quote, consensual, transactional, and part of the Hollywood casting couch culture. Liz Baker, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Emmy-winning actor Leslie Jordan has died at the age of 67. Jordan is best known for his role in the sitcom Will and Grace. But he recently became a social media sensation with his daily postings on Instagram and TikTok during the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown. According to his agent, Jordan was killed in a single car crash Monday in Hollywood. Again, U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.